I'm guessing that most of you don't even know who Bobby Bonilla is. And with good reason. He stopped playing professional baseball in 2003. And while he had his ups and downs as a player, he still makes the news once a year when he receives a $1 million payout every July from the New York Mets. Part of a wacky contract he negotiated to receive until the year 2035. That's right, a baseball player who stopped playing baseball before I became a priest will still be getting paid on his contract long after I celebrate my 25th anniversary. Well, that's the nature of a contract. I'm going to do as little as I can for you and get as much as I can from you. Or, to put it in more positive terms, you do this for me, and I'll do that for you. Now, at first glance, one might say that there are a number of contracts in the scriptures between God and different people. But a closer look reveals a different word and a completely different meaning. Today's first reading talks about a covenant, which is not merely an exchange of goods or services, but rather a total giving of people. There are 6 primary covenants in the scriptures: Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, and Jesus. You can just remember Anam DJ. That's what I do. Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, and Jesus. Anam DJ. So today, we get a window into God's covenant with Abraham. Because Abraham puts his faith in the Lord puts his faith in Abraham, which is proven by the smoking fire pot and the flaming torch which come down to Abraham. And each covenant grows bigger than the one before it to include more and more people. Adam was a couple. Noah was a family. Abraham was a tribe. Moses was a nation. And David was a kingdom until the covenant of Jesus, which is universal, inviting even us to be a part of it. The problem is that many of us treat our relationship with the Lord more like a contract than a covenant. You might say, well, what's the big deal? You know, I'm giving the Lord part of me, and he's giving me part of him. Isn't that a good thing? Well, Scott Hahn is a contemporary Catholic scholar, and he says that the difference is huge. Hahn says that the difference between a contract and a covenant is like the difference between prostitution and marriage. One says, I'll give you this, and you give me that. The other says, I'll give you all of me and receive all of you in return. So the question we're faced with is this: do I treat my relationship with the Lord more like a contract or a covenant? So I propose three questions this morning to help us reflect on that question. First, I can ask, what is my experience of the Mass? If I say, I will be here without fail every week, but it better not last more than an hour, or I roll my eyes when there's some extra thing at Mass, or I say, well, we better get out of here before the closing song so we can get to breakfast, or that sounds more like contract talk. Lord, I'm giving you this much. Or this question, what have I done to show or grow my faith during the week? And don't tell me you prayed before meals. That's good, but did you pray before meals at the restaurant? Or at your dinner meeting? Or at high school with your friends before lunch? I know you were on spring break last week, but... Have I stepped foot in this church since last Sunday at this time? For Mass, for Stations of the Cross, Adoration, just 10 minutes of prayer. If I'm in a covenant with the Lord, within a week, it seems like someone should know it. Or this final question, what is my motivation for sharing my gifts? Do I share my abilities, my tithing, because someone asked me for it or begged me for it? Because Father announced it four times at Mass? Or because I want to help? You know, that's the stewardship question. Am I giving to a need, or do I need to give? The point of a contract is to get the best deal you can. And apparently Bobby Bonilla got a really good deal. The point of a covenant is to give the most you can. And if your covenant is with the Lord, then you too have gotten the best deal possible.